Okay, so forgive me, my audio is kind of loud because I'm on a ship, so or a boat, so it may not be perfect. So for today's lesson, I want to talk about the residual effects of certain decisions, right? So this can go two ways, but I'm going to go on the negative side to show the example, because there's a very clear example of this in Romans chapter 1. Okay? Because sometimes things are far more connected than you think. So everything I talk about, I'll talk about in the context of what the scriptures teach, but also in the context of some of the financial lessons that we are trying to assume and the direction we're trying to walk in. So when it's very literal, I'll explain that, right? And then when it's figurative, or when it could be very likely, I'll also say that too, because I don't want to take any scriptures out of context. All right, so when we go into Romans chapter 1, and we start at verse 18, it says, "The wrath of God being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth for the wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them." So go back to the top. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven. So when we continue to read into this, I'm going to kind of speed read, because I want you to see the method, the theme here, right? In verse 20, it says, "For since the creation of the world," for, he's building a case. Verse 21, "For although they knew God," right? He's still building his case. And then you get to verse 24, he says, "Therefore God gave them over." Going back to the top, God, the wrath of heaven is being revealed. Right? So what I'm saying is, what Paul is saying in this whole thing is, all this stuff is connected. God's wrath is being revealed because they did or did not do certain things, right? And I know I kind of skipped through it, but essentially what's happening is people are getting wickeder and wickeder, and because of their idolatry, God began to give them over to sexual sin, and the sexual sin began to grow and get worse and worse. The scripture says, because they did this, God gave them over too. That's that effect that I'm talking about here. Because you do this, God can, on the opposite side, may or may not do that. What's in my spirit right now is if you go back and look at Noah in his situation, the scriptures talk about him being righteous, God, and that having a big reason of why God chose him in that generation. Cause and effect, reasoning. 21 says, "For all they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over to sinful desires of their heart, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen." And it says, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even then, women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. And it continues to go on and on and on. So the biggest point that I'm trying to make here is, because of, right? There's a cause and effect. There's a chain reaction of, they did not glorify God as God, so therefore he gave them over to shameful lusts. Okay, so on a spiritual note, right, We have to understand that the things that God is showing us to do, telling us to do, could be directly, our obedience to that instruction could be directly connected to what's next. Because of he may do X, Y, and Z. Right? So this is spiritual stuff. This is moral stuff. Now let's come back over to the other side. The things that we are trying to accomplish to get a certain level of freedom. It's not about wealth or money or riches or whatever, but just to get freedom. Those small subtle details that God says, don't do this, do that, do this or don't do that, could be directly connected to, it could be the very thing that he says because of. Because when you look at it from a distance, you don't really, you can't really, you wouldn't see that those things are connected. Them not glorifying God as God and them worshiping idols, how could that be connected to them kind of spiraling out of control when it comes to sexual sin? You wouldn't think that at first. You would not think that those two things were connected. But they are directly connected. They're absolutely connected. And the connection is the source, God himself. So we got to be very careful of what we get involved in because of, because we want to be in obedience to God and we want to make sure that we don't self-sabotage the process. Because the further they got into not worshiping him, the further he gave them over to their own lust. Amen.